Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Arcata police have arrested five people on meth and heroin charges on Hilfiker Drive in Arcata. Police say they've been searching multiple residences, and arrests were made based on warrants stemming from a lengthy investigation. Police say they've been receiving a number of complaints about the Hilfiker Drive residence, as well as Cropley Way residence. Police say they are being aided by the district attorney's office and by university police. Impairment is suspected to have played a role in a single-vehicle traffic collision that sent a Fortuna woman to the hospital with major injuries late Monday morning. 61-year-old Linda Joy Merson was headed southbound on Highway 101 just north of Fernbridge when she allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway and where it crashed head-on into a tree. Merson had to be extricated from the car by firefighters and was taken to Redmond Memorial Hospital by ambulance for treatment. While at the hospital, Merson was placed under arrest on suspicion of DUI and then released to hospital staff. Eureka police are investigating a shooting incident that left one man with a head wound and a second man with a leg wound, but are getting little cooperation from the victims. Officers responded to a report of shots fired near the Green Belt area at the foot of Vale North Street in Eureka and contacted a man named Billy Rutherford, who refused medical help for a head wound. He also refused to cooperate with investigating officers, and while on the scene, other officers were dispatched to St. Joseph Hospital, where a second man, Eugene Fulton, was being treated for a leg wound. He, too, refused to cooperate with that investigation. Neither wound was life-threatening, and police are investigating whether the two shootings are related. With the news that the sheriff's detectives are investigating a double homicide, it can lead a local resident to believe that murder and mayhem are pretty much regular occurrences in Humboldt County. Well, homicide isn't a daily or even a weekly occurrence, but as Sheriff Mike Downey points out, it's not all that rare either.
Well, you know, Humboldt County as a whole usually runs anywhere from 8 to 12 homicides a year normally, and that's for the whole county, counting the cities and municipalities. Right now, just for the county itself, not counting the cities, we're at about 6 homicides for the year.
And those numbers don't take into account negligent homicide committed by a drunken driver or investigations and determinations surrounding the discovery of human remains, as in the Shane Miller case. But the number of homicides is pretty much high for our region.
Well, I think per capita for our population, I've always thought it's a little high. I can remember going through some stats. Oh, it's been probably 10, 12 years ago, comparing us with Santa Barbara County. And at that point, we'd had 8 or 9 homicides in the county, and Santa Barbara had had 1.
Humboldt County may not be the murder capital of the West, but it does see its fair share of homicides. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Superior Court of Humboldt County announces that due to ongoing funding issues from Sacramento, further cuts to office hours and public service will be made effective as of the first of this week. Court clerk and court office hours are being cut to 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Court CEO Carrie Keegan said in a statement that despite increased funding from the state this past year, state regulations prevent the court from carrying over money from year to year, and that affects cash flow and planning for unforeseen costs. And that has led to further reductions in staff time, and so the truncated hours for the Superior Court. The court has seen funding cuts of over $1 million in the past 5 years, and a hiring freeze has been implemented to avoid layoffs in Humboldt County Superior Court. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.